This is Coach Rolando De La Barrera. Welcome to Cultural Anthropology here at Western Oklahoma State College. This is a three-credit course. Once you're
Online
brought
education
into
is nothing new, but there's been a new development in how some college
classes.
athletes, having trouble staying eligible, are using online education by taking short, just 2-week, online courses at Western Oklahoma State College, a small community college in Altus, Oklahoma. The tuition is less than $400 per class, the students get 3 credits, and the college mails out the transcripts the day after classes end, allowing these athletes to stay on the field for their schools. Brad Wolverston's story is in the Chronicle of Higher Education. It got our attention, and he joins us from the Christian Science Monitor Studios in Washington, D.C. Brad, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks, Robin.
And remind us what the pressure on these college athletes is. This has to do with NCAA requirements of these athletes?
Well, first of all, any student can take these classes, but they've become really popular with college athletes in part because when you play sports in college, you have to stay eligible and you have to meet these NCAA progress toward degree requirements, which means that you have to have a certain number of credit hours along the way as you're progressing through your education. And so what happens is a lot of times, whether you've dropped a class or you've failed a class or you're just short on credits, you need to pick up classes fast. And Western Oklahoma has become kind of the go-to place for quick credit. And you can get these classes in 2 weeks. You can do it in between semesters. A lot of these classes happen next month during the month of December when college athletes are not, you know, necessarily playing their sport. They're sort of in between classes. And so they can pick these things up and add them onto their transcript and stay eligible for sports when they get back in January.
Well, and some would say, what a great idea, except that the concern you raise is that they seem to be just way too easy in most cases.
Western Oklahoma State College opened up some of their online classes for me to look in on, and I talked to a bunch of students and folks who've taken classes there. At Western Oklahoma, they're not ashamed of this at all. They say that what happens in this 2-week period is the same thing that happens over 16 weeks in a traditional semester. But once you peel that back a little bit and look at the classes, there are really some that I think clearly the only prerequisite is probably a little bit of common sense. In one of the classes that I found, it's called Microcomputer Applications, you're taught to do things like create a new folder in a program like Microsoft Word, maximize and minimize and close windows, create a slide in PowerPoint. There's another class, an online nutrition class. One true-false question in this class on a test said, you know, true or false, kids who eat breakfast are more likely to have better mental performance or fall asleep in school.
There was a case that you gave of a professor who tried to teach the history of the world in 10 days or something?
Yeah, it's American history 1865 to present. So you cover about 150 years and you do it in 9 days and you're tested on the 10th. So you're basically covering like a decade and a half a day.
Yeah, so it raises a lot of questions. But as you said, the school defends this. What does the NCAA say? What are the questions that are starting to be raised about this?
The NCAA typically doesn't get involved, but they actually said in this case, places like this may make it reconsider the way it looks at its academic fraud policies.
Well, but what about organizations that are charged with overseeing schools like Western Oklahoma State? Oh, it's a legitimate school. What about accreditors? These are the people who are supposed to review what any school is doing, you know, in things like online courses or elsewhere to make sure they're accredited.
Well, the Higher Learning Commission is the oversight body over this part of the country, and when I talked to them for the article, they basically said that they hadn't heard of these 2-week classes, and they raised some concerns about them. And then last week, they stepped in and announced an investigation into the college and its use of these accelerated courses, saying that the article raised serious questions about the rigor of the 10-day format and what you could cover in that time, and whether it was really deserving of 3 credit hours.
Well, and we should point out that, as you say, some of these intercession 2-week, you know, couple credit courses are weightier than others. There's a 60-question multiple choice exam in introductory sociology that requires, among other things, an understanding of Talcott-Parsons' equilibrium model. Another class asks students to discuss the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II as it relates to civil rights. So there is some weight, but it seems far more often, there's not. You write about Eric Lyles, a linebacker at South Dakota State, who signed up for one of these 2-week sociology courses after falling behind in one of his traditional classes. By the way, he heard about it from a coach who sends the team emails regularly suggesting these online courses. And this student ace the course without even buying a book.
Exactly. He didn't buy the book. A lot of these classes allow you to retake the tests if you're not happy with your score. There's no monitoring of any of the tests or any of the finals, so basically anybody can take the test and you'd never really know who it was. You know, I found out about the story from an academic advisor who was really concerned that one of her football players who reads at a really low level had come to her and said, you know, I finished this class. And she said, what? You just started it like 3 days ago. And he said, yeah, I knocked it out. And so people were really concerned that the athletes aren't learning anything and that other students who take the class, you know, can just whip through these classes and get 3 credit hours. And then, you know, as you said, the transcript's mailed out the next day so that the athletes can get right back on the field.
Well, look, I mean, you know, one of the questions I would think that would arise is, what is this really doing to the students? I'm sure there are students who know that they're, you know, getting away with something. I'm sure there are students who don't realize that. And it's not only happening at Western Oklahoma. You write about an athletics counselor at El Camino College in California. She says many junior college players were taking a course called Finite Math at Adams State. And this teacher says they can't pass arithmetic here, but they're passing finite math online. You also feel for students who think they actually are learning something when you know they're not.
I talked to a lot of students, and pretty much every single one of them said that they were happy to take these classes, that they wish they could have taken more, and they were all well aware that they were easy classes.
Yeah.
At least everybody I talked to was of, you know, of that understanding, and this is really what they needed at that time. They sort of needed these classes as a quick fix, as a crutch to get them eligible for sports.
So what do you think is going to happen, Brad Wolverton?
Well, I think the accrediting body has announced something, which is it's a pretty rare step here for the accreditors to step in at this point. I mean, Western Oklahoma wasn't due for its next accreditation visit for 5 years. And now, you know, these investigators are going to come in early next year to examine whether there are any sanctions that are warranted or if they might have to actually stop offering these courses. So that's certainly a possibility.
Brad Wolverton, senior writer for the Chronicle of Higher Education. There's a link to his story about these short 2-week online, inexpensive $400 courses at hereandnow.org. It sounds, Brad, as if someone wants to take one, they might want to hurry. Brad, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, time for a quick note. Tomorrow on Here and Now, 3 weeks after Hurricane Sandy, we're going to visit with residents of a New Jersey coastal town who still have no power, no heat, and they're the lucky ones. Some have no homes at all. Our colleague Chris Ballman went home to help family. He says the shore is simply unbelievable. We'll hear his report tomorrow. And right now we'd like to hear from you with a silly distraction from the news. So which Hostess product are you going to miss the most? As we're hearing, Twinkie's probably going to survive the bankruptcy, be bought up by somebody. But what about, Funny Bones or Devil Dogs? Or how about Hostess Cupcakes? I have both chocolate and orange in a minute, here and now.